It was very late when Spock made his way back to Charvanek's estate. The air was still and cool enough to make him shiver, calming his thoughts. Thoughts of Savik, so beautiful, so wondrously beautiful, so lost to him. At the mansion, after Spock keyed in the proper code, he slipped inside. Charvanek was awake, wrapped in a silky blue robe, watching him. For a moment, the fires flared up within him, then faded again at the sight of the disruptor pistol in her hand. Her face was utterly without expression. "I could hear you, Spock." Putting the pistol aside, Charvanek got smoothly to her feet. "Your blood burns. We are not so long sundered from the Mother World that I do not know it. You may not survive to see your home." Spock barely shrugged. Charvanek frowned at his acceptance. "And if you go mad, Spock?" "Then I must not let myself go mad." She drew closer. "Ah, Spock. We are allies. And, I hope, friends." Spock held up a hand, stopping her. "I have just sent Savik off. She, too, does not expect to survive. I cannot dishonor her sacrifice by surviving it." Spock looked at Charvanek, not daring to move, remembering how he had once desired her. Then he spoke for the two of them. "Regret is useless."
"And you, Spock, are wiser than I."
She disappeared into another room, from which she reappeared in a remarkably short time, dressed in full uniform. It was the Romulan commander who now spoke.
"Report, Spock. What have you learned?"
"The Praetor has already dispatched his fleet to attack the civilian Klingon colony at Narendra III.
"There? Nothing but..."